Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Money. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The DH, Otto Velez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs takes first base on ball four. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorensen fires to first and picks off Staggs. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Staggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stagg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stagg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua who is chasing the ball. Ault reaches third base with a triple. Ault is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into right field. Fairley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fairley. Cooper scores. Money moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Money tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stagg scoops it up and throws to first, with Clancy covering, for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stagg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staggs moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. Velez hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 2. the Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Alt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Alt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount bunts towards first. Alt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bowling now playing right field. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 3 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to third. Two outs. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Len Sakata. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.